Bible, John chapter 4. Feel like the Lord have us speak from these passages this morning. Appreciate you being here. May the Spirit of God be in your heart this morning and speak to you. John chapter 4, verse 3. The Bible said he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. And then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Praise God. I like it. Amen. Well, I want to try if God to help me to preach on Jesus this morning and this woman of Samaria. And it's probably one of the greatest records of compassion in the Scripture. You think about what Jesus did and where he was going here. The Bible said he must needs go through Samaria. And it was a need there. It just wasn't him passing by. It just wasn't a regular trip through there. Thank God he had his affection set on a sinner that he, praise God, came to save. And when we find the Scripture here, we find this woman as a lowly, adulterous, a Samaritan woman. But Jesus looked beyond that and seen her, amen, as a saint. As a saint being in his family after, thank God, he spake to her. I tell you, he always sees the end product of what he come for. We don't see it, but he sees it. Thank God when we look at people, we just see them as they are, which he does too. But he sees further than that because he looks in the heart of that individual. I'm glad there's hope this morning for every sinner that will come to Christ. I'll tell you this, Christ came to her. She wasn't looking for him. But thank God he came her way and set on her well, which it wasn't her well, it was a well that she came to get some water for herself and no doubt her home. But we find here that she came in the midday hour. It was an hour that most people didn't come. Like I said, her lifestyle proved her depravity. This woman had been married 5 times, was living with a man that wasn't her husband. But thank God Jesus knew her and knew what he can do for her. I tell you, don't never limit God in what he can do in reaching the hearts of sinners. Amen. A lot of people say, well, look what this man's done. Look what this woman's done. Hey, friend, it don't matter what they've done. The grace of God's greater than any sin that anybody's ever committed. Amen. I tell you, when God sets his grace and his divine affection on lost mankind, thank God he can turn their heart. I'm glad he turned mine one day under Holy Ghost conviction. Brought me to the end of my sinful self. Gave me repentance. Granted me faith. And made me a new creature in the Lord Jesus Christ. Here a woman of Samaria. She was a mixed breed that the Jews had no dealings with. Amen. There was a record that said if the Jews dealt with Samaritan people, that was like a curse on that Jew. But thank God this was not just a natural
natural Jew, he was the Son of God. He was a Jew, but thank God he was God in the flesh. And he came where she was and sat on her well. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, that he known where to sit. He was there before she got there. And I tell you, when she got there, he was already there. She didn't know who he was, but he knew who she was. I tell you, you didn't know him, but thank God he knew you. He knew where you was. He knew where to go to get you. And that's what he done. There's never been one that he's lost that he went after. And I'm going to tell you this morning, if you're not saved, he knows where you're sitting at. Amen. That's right. Thank God for that. Now her lifestyle proves her depravity. This woman had a depraved life. No doubt she looked hopeless to society. Her lifestyle was not one of a model citizen. But thank God Jesus came to save sinners. Amen. That's right. That's what you are this morning. You're a sinner needing to be saved. I tell you, if men see themselves like God sees them, they'd see themselves a sinner. I mean a bad sinner. You say, preacher, am I a bad sinner? You're a bad sinner. Thank God it don't take but one sin for a man to be guilty of the law, of breaking the law of God. I'll tell you this morning. Thank God you sinned before you knew you did. Amen. I mean a baby, the Bible says, born speaking lies. Thank God they got rebellion in their heart. They're against God because their nature is a nature of sin, and therefore they're a sinner when they're born. They just don't know that. Thank God, there's a day God opens their eyes, makes them accountable before Him, and reproves them of their sin and their self, and gives them conviction in their heart that they need a Savior. Thank God, this woman didn't know who Jesus was, but he knew who she was. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Now we see here her lifestyle proves her depravity. Amen. I tell you what she needed. She needed a drink. Amen. Had she come with her water pot to get a drink? Had she come to that well to get a drink? Amen. I tell you, friend, you know what people need? They need to drink. Amen. But not what they're drinking. What the well she was coming to would never satisfy. It would never quench her thirst. It would never do nothing for her. Thank God she'd have to keep coming back and coming back and coming back. And Jesus said to her, he said, the water that you're going to draw out, you'll thirst again. Amen. I tell you why people keep going back out of sin, because that sin can't quench their thirst. They keep going to sin all the time. Thank God that's why the liquor store's full. That's my friend why all these devil places is full. Because they never are satisfied. They got to keep going back. Amen. That don't matter what kind of sin you're in. It don't matter what kind of sin you do. That sin will never satisfy. It'll always, thank God, get greater. But it'll never satisfy. You'll never quench your thirst. Thank God that a man has in his soul until he gets to the right well. And brother, I'm telling you this, the well of Jacob, it can't cleanse and it can't quench a thirst lost mankind has. Amen. That's right. Thank God. She need to drink. That's right. That's right. Jesus said, now the water that you drink in here, he said, you're going to thirst again. He said, but I can give you water that you'll never thirst again. Amen. That's right. She needed him in her that she wouldn't thirst. Amen. That's right. You know, that's a natural thing in an individual is to drink. I mean, it's natural. That's right. We drink something every day. Well, if you didn't drink water, you couldn't survive. Amen. That's right. But thank God you better have something in your soul this morning. Amen. That takes you from death unto life. That the Bible said it springs up in you. Amen. A well of living water. Boys, I'm glad. Thank God one day I took a drink of that living water from the living well. Thank God the rest of them wells are hand dug. Amen. They had to hand dig that well. They say it was about 100 feet deep. And she even said the well's deep. not found a well that's a whole lot deeper than what Jacob's well is. Thank God, done by the hand of God Almighty in my own heart this morning. Amen. Thank God, I'm telling you, when God gave me His well and gave me a drink out of His well, after I never had thirsted again, thank God for that water, because it satisfied my soul. Amen. That's right. Thank God, I tell you, He done something deep in me. That's right. She said, the well's deep. You don't have nothing to draw with. He's the drawer. Amen. That's right. He didn't need a bucket and a rope. Amen. He come to get a hold of men's hearts. Amen. And change them and give them something they could drink from. Amen. That would be pure and holy and just and right before Him. Thank God, I tell you what she needed. She needed a drink. She don't need a drink. She needed a desire. Amen. I tell you, if you don't get sinners wanting the water, they never will drink it. You say, preacher, what got you wanting the water? Where I was drinking from? Amen. I got tired of the well I was going to. I got tired of the sin well. I got tired of the self-righteous well. I got tired of religious well. I tell you, I got tired of that. I want to drink something else. I want the water. Thank God to help me. I tell you, you won't go to God's well until you get desire. Thank God to get to God's well. Amen. You know, God's got to give you desire to want His well. That's right. It ain't a natural thing for a sinner to want to drink holy waters. That's right. That's not a natural thing. It's natural for a sinner to want to drink iniquity. It's natural for him. You say, wonder why that man's acting like that. That's where he's drinking from. Amen. That's right. You get an old drunk and been drinking down the liquor well. You know what? He don't know what he's doing. He's just in sin. And that's the way he wants to live. Until he gets tired of that well that he's been drinking out of and wants something, thank God, from God. He won't never go to God's well. He never will change wells. What Jesus said on her well, He wasn't going to let her drink nothing. Amen. You know what the first thing Jesus said to her? He said, give me to drink. That's what He asked her. You notice that? He said, give me to drink. You know what she said? How? You being a Jew and me a Samaritan asked me such a money as that. You know what Nicodemus said when Jesus said, you must be born again? He said, how? Amen. You know, sinners want to know how to do it. Amen. He is the way. Amen. That's right. It ain't a how. Thank God it's Him. Amen. That's right. How, you being a Jew, ask a Samaritan woman of water. Thank God, they don't have no dealings with us. I tell you what she had to do. He had to get her. And then she wanted a drink out of His well. That's where God's got to get you. He's got to get you drinking and desiring to drink out of His well. Amen. That's right. I tell you, people are satisfied with their own little personal well today. That's why the sinner won't want to come to God's well, because they like the sinner's well more than they want the Savior's well. And you got God. See, God's got to put a desire in you. You say, preacher, how a man get saved? It's a God work in your heart. He's got to put a desire in you to want the water from God's well. If you don't want it, you ain't going to drink it. I tell you that. Somebody said you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Well, I guess that's right. But I never have had a horse, and I don't know about all that. But I do know one thing. Thank God, if you get thirsty and you want Jesus Christ, you go to His well and you can drink there. Amen. That's right. He had to put a desire in my heart. I'll tell you, for a long time I had a desire that was in my heart that God kept working in me. Thank God to get to the well where Jesus was that I might drink from that well. You say, preacher, why do people act the way they do? It's because of where they drinking from. Amen. That's right. And I'll tell you, this woman here, she didn't know nothing but sin. Jesus said, go call your husband. She said, I don't have one. He said, that's right. You've had five. She said, the man you wish, not your husband. Do you recognize how fast she changed the conversation? She didn't say nothing else. She said, I perceive you're a prophet. You're a spokesman of God. You know something about me. And she said, you know, our fathers worship up here in this mountain. She got to talk about worship. She got religious after he brought forth about her sin. That's the first thing people do. They'll try to get religious when the Holy Ghost deals with them about themselves and about their sin. And they'll start getting religious. And they'll get to talking about how they've been to church and how they've read the Bible and how good they've been. But that's not the issue. The issue is what well you drinking from. Amen. That's right. And then Jesus said, well, you worship you know not what. He said, salvation is of the Jews, and God is a spirit, ma'am. And they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. I tell you what she needs. She needs a drink. She needs a desire. And only God can give a man a desire to want a drink from Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can. I don't care who you are this morning. I'm telling you, God's going to have to give you a desire to want what I'm preaching about. But if you're just satisfied with your old religious life, and you're satisfied with your sin, and you're satisfied with the way it's going, I tell you what, you just need to get more desire. I don't want to get to His will. Amen. I tell you, you can get on the altar and pray. And y'all too. Thank God. But I tell you, when that desire gets her, when you get tired of the old well, when you get tired of the old life, when you get tired of the way you're living, thank God, and you want Him, I tell you what, you'll get a desire to go for Him and what He's got for you. Amen. That's right. You know why sinners are still the way they are? I'll tell you why. They still at the old well. They're still drinking out of that old well. Listen to this morning. Thank God. She not only needed desire, she needed deliverance. She needed deliverance from ignorance. If you know, notice what Jesus said to her in verse 10. He said, if thou knewest the gift of God. He said, if you just knew who it was that's talking to you. If you knewest the gift of God. If you knew. If you only knew the gift of God. If you knew what I could do for you, ma'am, thank God, you'd not ask me of living water. You'd already beg me for living water. I'm telling you, too, you know, you keep living the same old ways. Yeah. Amen. She needs deliverance from ignorance. She needs deliverance from tradition. She said, our fathers. In other words, this is where our fathers worship. In this mountain here. Boys, I'm telling you, we are so corrupted by traditions of men that people, all they say is, this is what my tradition is. This is what we've always done instead of what God says. There's people that sit in this church, not as many, but in informal religious churches. You know what, if you talk to them people about being saved, they'll say, wait a minute, my grandpa done this. My grandma done this. It's all tradition. It's all what they've done. It's not what God told them. It's what they've heard their, God, their fathers and them others said in the past. It's a formal tradition, amen, that they'll never get to God's will and enjoy drinking of the eternal life that Christ came to give. Amen. That's right. I'll tell you this. Thank God they need deliverance from tradition. They needed present truth. Notice what she says. She said, art thou greater than our father Jacob? Are you greater than Jacob? That's what she's asking him. Of course, Jacob was the father of the 12 tribes. That's right. That's because he was ordained and chosen by God. But here she's talking to God in the flesh. Yeah. Who made Jacob. Yeah. Who's the authority of Jacob. That's why that crowd got mad at him over there when he said, he said over there to them, he said, are you greater than Abraham? He said, before Abraham was, I am. Yeah.
Right.
But he said, that's when they would pick him stones up and stone him. That's right, because that was their earthly father. Which he was to them in their religion. Boys, aren't you glad, thank God, you only have one Father? And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. That's God Almighty. Amen. Listen, I'm going to tell you what, and this is what I like about it right here. I can say this about Westside Baptist Church. This church wasn't formed or fashioned after no man. We don't say we're following the teachings of John Wesley.
That's right.
We don't say we're following the teachings of John Calvin. We don't say we're following the teachings, thank God, of all these other people. We're following the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ, who's the head of the church, who's greater than all. And when we get in man's condition and say we've always done it like he is, and we always will, what we've done, we've cut off God. Hey, you'll have to get away from that well and get to God's well. I tell you, there's a well that you can drink from and liberate you from tradition. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you what, she needed to be delivered. I'll tell you that. She had too much tradition in her. And another thing, she needed to be delivered from sin. Sin's the issue with you. I was thinking this morning, how many people tell me and have told me down through the days that I'm a good person? Yeah. Well, can I tell you something? That don't have nothing to do with your salvation.
That's right.
Let's just say you are a good person. Does that atone for your sin?
Don't do it.
You say, wait a minute, preacher. I've done the best I can. I do people right. Thank God you do.
Yeah.
You ought to do that.
Yeah.
Amen. I try to do right. I try to live right. That's good. Thank God for it. But that don't take away sin.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
I mean, here's a woman. I had a fellow tell me when I got saved, he went to the Lutheran church. His daddy was a Lutheran pastor. He's a good fellow as far as in the sight of men. I told him, I said, I got saved, born again. I said, you ever been saved? He said, I don't know if I believe all that. He said, I hadn't been that bad of a person. That's what he told me. That has nothing to do with you going to heaven. Now, let me get you here. This woman here, I'm just going to put it the way it is. This woman here was an adulterer. She was living with a man who wasn't her husband. She had had 5 men. She had a bad life. If we would looked at her and she come into back church today and had been a mixed breed of people that our culture hadn't accepted, our prejudices wouldn't accept it. I know it busts a lot of people's hide, but it's just the truth. That she hadn't lived a life acceptable.
Yeah.
We ride by our house and we'll say, look at that run down piece of junk. Is that the way you think? If you do, you're not thinking like Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Here Jesus goes out of the way, which it was through Samaria he had to go. But he goes out of the way, thank God, to go to this woman that had been married 5 times. That was a Samaritan mixed breed. Thank God that nobody cared nothing about that. He sat on her well, went by where she is at, because he had a care for her soul. And thank God he went there to give her a message about eternal life. Amen. I'm afraid some of you just might not make it to heaven. Because it's all about you, not about Christ. And what will you do one day when some people will be there you really didn't like? Some that weren't even Baptist. God help us. I'll just tell you this, all Baptists are not going.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
I am a Baptist without apology.
Yeah.
I think it's the closest thing to the Word of God when we say Baptist. That's our handle. Every pot's got one.
Amen.
But you can be a Baptist and be going to hell.
Yeah, right.
I get tickled at some of these guys say, bless God, I'm an independent, fundamental, premillennial, devil-hating, sin-killing Baptist. I said, you are. Are you saved?
Right. There you go. Right.
What's that got to do with being saved?
Amen.
Amen. I believe you ought to say, I'm a saved man, and I'm in the Baptist church because we believe baptism is by immersion after salvation. And we believe, thank God, our forefathers upheld doctrines that were of Bible truths.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
I wonder where this woman went. Said she went to the mountain. I tell you what he did. He looked beyond all that.
That's right.
Yeah. Sure did.
And said, that's one that I'm going to go by.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Tell her where to drink from. Remember the day he told you where to drink from? Aren't you glad, thank God, you changed wells one day? Aren't you glad no matter what age you was, when you got saved, thank God you still had to drink from that well?
Amen.
Praise God.
Right.
I tell you what she needed. She needed a deliverance. That's what she needed. I'll tell you this, I'm through. She left different.
Oh, yes, she did.
Here she carried that little old water pot.
She left it.
Yes, she left her behind, buddy. It was left empty, too. That's right. You know, it's man-made.
Yeah.
Can't put so much of what man makes. Amen. This old water pot, thank God. And she said to Jesus, she said, I know when the Messiah comes, He'll tell us all things.
Right.
Can I add hideology to this? It don't say it in the Bible. Can I use a little height here? Ma'am, look at me. I that speak unto thee and me. The Messiah's already here and you've been talking to him.
Yeah.
That's right. I am the Messiah. Hey, I'm talking to you, ma'am. I am the Messiah. I am Christ. I am the anointed one. I am the one chosen of God. I am the one to come to die for sin. Look at me. I am Him. Amen. That's where she got saved. Revelation, what you taught on. It was revealed to her who He was. She left her water pot. What a difference. She didn't go back with her water pot. She went back with a well.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. She didn't have, thank God, today I got saved. I didn't leave with a water pot. Religion, thank God, I went back saved. I had a well in me. Thank God, that still springs up.
Amen.
I was sitting at the house, I think it's on 24th, Christmas Eve. That happened to my wife and a little low. Brother Wayne Henderson sent me a nice little text message. And he said, Brother Hyde, Merry Christmas. And under that it said, oh, what a Savior. And when I just read it, it was like something sprung up in me.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, praise God, that's right. And you know what? When that truth, thank God, sprung up in that woman that day, and that well started pouring in that woman, thank God she threw a water pot down, and she ran back into Samaria, and thank God she looked at my friend and all the men. That's what it says. She went, you know why? Because she was a pretty popular with the men.
Yeah.
She went and told all the men. That's what it says. And this is what she said. She become an evangelist. Maybe, oh, that's just it. She wasn't called an evangelist, but she did evangelize.
She
said, preacher, I don't believe in women preachers. I don't neither. I don't believe God ever called a woman to preach.
Oh, no.
But I'll tell you what, she done some good testifying. Amen. There's probably been some independent fundamental better said, shh, so loud. She said, come! See, a man told me all things ever I did.
Yeah.
They got their attention.
Is not this the Christ? And son, they said, is this her? What's happened to her? This can't be the same woman.
Yeah.
Amen. You know why? She had the well in her. Amen. It's springing up. When you get the well in you, it'll spring up. Hey, thank God. You don't have to get a preacher to puppet prime you and get you to testify and say, I've been saved. Thank God something springs up in you that'll come out of you. Amen.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. She just got to the right well. Drink from it, thank God. And before you know it, here's all these Samaritans coming in the city. All of them coming in. And they said, we heard her We believe what that woman says, something different about her. We won't come in here and see this.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, well, I won't tell you about it. I believe it's verse 44 of that chapter. And they went to that woman and they said, we believe too. Not because you said it only, not just because you said it, because we heard him ourselves. I'm going to tell you what, they would have never got in the city unless she had told it.
Amen.
But when they got there, thank God, they heard him themselves. They had people saved. Them old Samaritans got saved. Amen. That's right. Come see a man. Tell me all things ever I did. It's not this the Christ. Many Samaritans believed on Christ because of that woman really getting saved. What well are you drinking from? Is there water springing up in you from the well of God? Are you saved? Are you born again? Do you have Christ in you, which is the hope of glory? May the Holy Ghost deal with your heart this morning. Would you change wells? Let's stand.